Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Super Pump: The Battle for Uber by journalist Mike Isaac is an investigative business narrative about Uber from its early startup years through its 2019 initial public offering and the leadership crisis that forced co-founder and CEO Travis Kalanick out. Written in a fast-moving, reported style, the book uses extensive interviews and contemporaneous materials to reconstruct how a transportation app became a global company and a symbol of Silicon Valley disruption. Isaac focuses on the mix of visionary product execution and hard-edged tactics that powered Uber's growth, including its confrontations with regulators and incumbents, and the internal culture problems that later erupted into public scandal. The purpose is not to provide a how-to manual, but to explain what happens when a company prioritizes expansion and market dominance without adequate governance, ethical constraints, or effective accountability. The result reads as both a corporate chronicle and a cautionary tale about modern tech power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the making of a hypergrowth company, a central thread is how Uber pursued scale with an intensity that reshaped expectations for startups. The company combined a simple consumer promise with relentless geographic expansion, treating each new city as a campaign to be won. Isaac shows how this growth mindset influenced decision-making across product, operations, and communications, rewarding speed and aggression, and often sidelining deliberation. The narrative illustrates why the company could feel unstoppable from the inside, especially as usage increased and valuation milestones reinforced the belief that winning justified the methods. At the same time, the book highlights how hypergrowth magnified small early choices into systemic behaviors. When an organization grows faster than its processes, policies, and leadership maturity, informal norms become culture, and culture becomes strategy. Uber's rise, therefore, becomes an example of how momentum can substitute for reflection, until public scrutiny and internal strain catch up. For readers of business and technology, this topic clarifies the mechanics of blitzscaling in the real world, including the organizational costs that can be concealed by rapid revenue and user growth. Secondly, Travis Kalanick and the cult of the founder. Isaac places Travis Kalanick at the center, portraying a founder whose ambition and competitive instincts helped build a transformative company while also driving behavior that became damaging. The book examines how Silicon Valley often concentrates authority in founders and rewards them for rule-bending, especially when investors and boards believe the leader is uniquely capable of creating value. In Uber's case, that dynamic created an environment where personal style and corporate identity blended, and where the founder's worldview could harden into company doctrine. Isaac also explores how loyalty and fear can coexist in founder-led organizations, producing a leadership bubble where warnings are minimized and internal dissent is costly. This does not reduce Uber's story to one personality, but it shows how founder power can shape hiring, values, and risk tolerance at scale. The theme invites readers to think about governance, succession, and accountability, and about the difference between founder energy that accelerates innovation and founder dominance that prevents correction when problems become obvious. Thirdly, rule breaking as a business strategy. Another major topic is Uber's recurring conflict with regulators and the taxi industry, and the way confrontation became part of its operating model. Isaac describes a company that often treated legal and political barriers as obstacles to be managed rather than constraints to be respected, particularly as it entered markets where local rules did not anticipate app-based ride-hailing. The book emphasizes the incentives behind this approach. Early victories signaled that resistance could be overcome, and competitive pressure encouraged tactical creativity. Yet it also shows the long-term consequences of regulatory evasion and adversarial messaging, including reputational damage and escalating scrutiny. Uber's battles with city governments, incumbents, and enforcement agencies illustrate a broader tension in technology innovation moves quickly while public institutions move slowly, and companies may exploit that gap. This topic is valuable because it frames disruption not as an abstract buzzword, but as a series of deliberate choices about compliance, lobbying, public relations, and the acceptable level of collateral damage when pursuing market dominance. Fourthly, toxic workplace culture and the cost of growth at all costs. Super Pumped is widely associated with Uber's internal culture problems, and including accounts of harassment and a workplace climate that many employees experienced as hostile or unsafe. Isaac links these issues to management signals and incentive structures that prioritized results over conduct. The book explores how slogans and values emphasizing intensity and winning can encourage ethical shortcuts, especially when leaders model combative behavior and human resources functions lack independence or authority. The public reckoning, catalyzed by widely reported employee experiences, becomes a turning point that reveals how culture risk can become existential business risk. Rather than treating the scandals as isolated incidents, Isaac frames them as symptoms of a system that tolerated misconduct when it came from high performers or aligned with growth goals. For readers, this topic offers a concrete lens on how organizational culture forms, how it can be normalized through success, and how difficult it is to repair once trust erodes. It also reinforces that culture is not separate from strategy, but one of its primary enablers and failure points. Lastly, investor influence, boardroom conflict, and forced leadership change. As Uber matured, the stakes shifted from startup survival to institutional control, and the book details how power struggles among executives, the board, and major investors intensified. Isaac shows venture capital not only as a funding source, but as a governing force that can enable aggressive expansion and later demand stability when controversy threatens value. The narrative traces how a series of crises created openings for investors and board members to push for leadership change, culminating in Kalanick's removal and a search for a different kind of chief executive. This topic highlights the tension between founder autonomy and fiduciary responsibility, particularly when a company approaches public markets and must satisfy broader expectations about risk management and professionalism. It also illustrates how governance mechanisms that seemed secondary during the growth phase become decisive during reputational or operational emergencies for business readers. The lesson is that capital comes with control dynamics that evolve over time, and that board structure, voting rights, and investor alliances can determine outcomes when a company's story turns from triumph to containment. In conclusion, Super Pumped is best suited to readers who want a deeply reported account of how a modern tech platform is built and how it can unravel under the weight of its own methods. Entrepreneurs and operators can use it to stress, test their assumptions about speed, culture, and governance, while investors and board members can read it as a case study in how incentive design and founder power interact with oversight. For general readers interested in technology and society, the book clarifies why Uber became a flashpoint. It changed consumer behavior and the gig economy, while also exposing how quickly a company can normalize conduct that later becomes indefensible. The practical benefit is not a checklist, but a sharpened sense of trade-offs. Growth can hide organizational weakness, and reputational crises often reflect patterns that were visible internally for years. What makes the book stand out among Silicon Valley narratives is its combination of pace and institutional detail, connecting product-driven disruption to boardroom politics and workplace reality. Compared with other investigative tech books, it stays tightly focused on the mechanisms of power inside a single company, making its cautions about founder worship and accountability feel immediate and transferable. If you would like to support Mike Isaac, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.